I am so excited about this word because it talks about the breakthrough anointing. Some of us are at the doorstep of God doing exceeding abundantly above what we can ask, think, or imagine. You have an expectation from God, and that's a good place to be, to have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, because the Lord promises that He will fill you. But God showed me something that blew my mind, and it's an encouragement. And I want you to grab a hold of this word, because where our faith is active is where God is moving. Come on. It's where our faith is active where God is moving. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord to you today is God is going to do something suddenly in your life. He's going to bring something into your life suddenly, even things that you've been expecting, things that you've been carrying. Oh my, you've been carrying this hope and this expectation, and you've known God has spoken it into your spirit, and it's going to come forth. I'm going to show you how He's going to do it in just a moment. But first, let me pray for you. I'm so excited. But let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the joy in your presence. Thank you for your word that accomplishes what you've sent it to do. And it does not return empty. It brings forth that which you've called forth. And we thank you for what's being born in the spirit realm in us today. May the seed of the word find us, Lord Jesus, and break the ground. Hallelujah. May the blade break the ground miraculously, holy God, in your perfect timing. Water this word with your spirit, and may it come forth in our lives to bring shelter to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, in this dream, I'm not going to hold you long. I was in a park and I was looking at a woman sitting there on a bench, and the woman was pregnant. She was like in her third trimester. She was getting close, but she still had weeks to go. She wasn't at a point where, you know, she was probably thinking she needed to have her bag packed and all of that. So I walked over to this woman, and she was someone that I knew, and I'm talking to her. And while I'm talking to this woman, all of a sudden, you know what happened? The baby came forth. Oh man, and I mean this baby came forth suddenly. It was like in the upper room where it says that they were sitting there, glory to God, and suddenly there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and the Spirit of the Lord filled the room. It was that kind of thing. The Spirit of God brought it forth. The promise came forth. The promise she had been waiting on, the promise that she was holding, the promise that she was bearing, the promise she was carrying that had not yet come forth, came forth suddenly when she did not expect it. And I'm prophesying to you now, there is something you've been believing God for. Oh, financial breakthrough, healing, glory to God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on, the voice of the Lord active in your life. God's breaking off the chains, and He's bringing ministries forth in the name of the Lord. Service to God at higher levels and dimensions. God's opening doors in this year of the door. He's going to open a door to nations for some. Hallelujah. Doors. Hallelujah to your neighbors receiving the word of the Lord. Glory to God. He's bringing new gifts forth. Oh, God, because the Bible says that our babies, our children, are a heritage from the Lord. They are gifts from the Lord, and God's bringing gifts and skills forth in Jesus' name. Spiritual gifts coming. And watch this. As I saw this baby coming forth, I saw the head emerge. And just as soon as I saw the head, which you know is the first sign that the baby's coming forth, the whole body was gone, was out. The whole body came forth. I mean, in a matter of seconds, this baby came forth. The woman didn't have to push. Come on, God. The woman didn't have to push. She didn't have to exert herself. This is coming by the Spirit of God. This is a Kairos moment in your life. It's your faith activated at a certain time, and God using you as a vessel of His Spirit to bring something into the natural realm that you had only heard in your prayer time. The whole baby came forth in a matter of seconds, and no one was pushing. Shabbatai, I bless the Lord. And I was right there beside her to console her, to let her know the baby was okay, because it surprised her. The baby came forth so fast. She was afraid. She was like, oh my gosh, is it okay? It was a miraculous birth. Come on. Somebody, you've been praying and asking God for a miracle. God's saying, I'm going to do miracles. Baby was healthy. The baby was strong. And watch this. It was born before its expected arrival. Oh, God, He will do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask, think of, imagine according to the power that is what? Within you. It's the Spirit of God within you that's going to bring this baby forth. And what else did I see? The baby was covered in blood. Somebody give the Lord all the glory. The baby was covered in the blood, covered in the blood of Jesus. What God is going to bring forth out of your life, oh, what God is going to bring forth out of your ministry to Him, what God is going to bring forth out of your temple of the Holy Spirit, your body, He's going to cover it in the blood. It's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's covered, meaning it's protected, it's sheltered. It will live and not die. Come on, and it will glorify the Lord. I'm prophesying to somebody today who believes God's bringing something forth that is unimaginable except to you. And you've been believing God and thinking, just like Sarah, that it's not going to happen. It's a joke. It's funny. But I'm just in case. I'm going to believe God because it doesn't sound possible. Can I bring forth at 90 years of age? Can I bring forth? God says, yes, you will by my Spirit. Somebody give God some glory. When it looks impossible, that's when it's coming forth. It's going to come forth suddenly. Oh, bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the Lord. Somebody needs to just begin to clap and give God praise because He's going to bring it forth suddenly. He's going to break forth suddenly in your life, and it's going to be miraculous. Glory to God. And He's going to cover it in the blood. What does the blood represent? It represents the covering of God. It represents the redemption from death. This thing's going to have life. It's going to be covered by the blood. Come on, somebody. The blood is life. That's what it represents. So the life in Christ, hallelujah, is going to be manifest through you. Oh, what are you believing God for? What are you believing God for? It's time to give Him praise. It's not going to be because of your effort. This woman didn't push. She was sitting in the park. She was enjoying the weather. She was relaxing. She was sitting down. She was relaxing and resting her feet. She was just taking in the scene. And the baby in her belly came forth. Glory to the Lord. Early. Hallelujah. The doctor said, this is the time. But the Lord said, no, I'm coming early. Woo! Somebody say amen. Somebody might have a certain date and time you believe God for, but God said, no, 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 I'm going to do it early. Hallelujah. Can you see why I'm so excited about this word? We're talking about sudden birth. Oh, you know, some people talk about sudden death. Sudden death is when, listen, you score and the game's over. Right. The next score wins. Well, it's not like that in the kingdom. Sudden birth, more life. He's going to speed up time. Come on. He's going to bring forth something when nobody expects it. It's not going to be high stress, high stakes. No, this is by the mercies of God. He's going to do it by His grace. Oh, He's going to do it by His love. He's going to do it because He just want to give you good gifts. Oh, my Lord. He just wants to give you good gifts. Hallelujah. God, we thank You that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and don't add sorrow. Holy is the Lord. We bless You that Your tender mercies are made new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. God, we thank You that we as the children of God are given access to Your treasury, access to Your abundance, access to the life in Christ, access to the goodness of God. Holy, holy, holy. Give us all that You have for us, God, by Your Spirit. Holy, by grace, we give You glory. It's going to happen by grace. We give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I want to invite you to let your imagination run wild. What is it that God has promised you that you have not yet seen come to pass? God could be doing that thing so suddenly. A woman carrying a baby is in agreement with what she's carrying, right? She's nourishing the baby. She's taking folic acid, come on, to nourish the baby and give the baby extra. She's taking care of the promise. She's guarding the promise from the outside external forces. Glory to the Lord. She's in communion, come on, by the umbilical cord with the promise. Stay in faith. Somebody give God glory. Stay in Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus and expect a sudden move of God. I praise the Lord for this word. I'm going to pray for you. But first, if you want to learn more about our ministry, go to faithfireworldwide.com or you can go to linktree.com/faithfire. Also, sign up for our newsletter there and you can give into our crusades. We're preparing for Kenya and Honduras. Kenya is going to be more of a prophetic operation as I'm going with Apostle Reginald Holiday to pray for the families and the pastors and prophesy into their lives and also minister in the churches, glory to God, with revival meetings. We just pray for the wind of the Holy Spirit to meet us there. In Honduras, we're going to be preaching in the churches, revivals in the churches, glory to God, in more than one city. San Pedro Sula is one of them. Been invited there by Pastor Sergio, and I can't wait to see he and his family again, his church family, and also a prophetic conference. We're going to teach and train people in the prophetic, glory to God, and I'm excited about that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm just so excited. I'm blessing you, and I'm going to say bye-bye so you can continue to bask in the glory of the Lord. Until next time, bye-bye.